keep it in my soul, take it with when I die. Plug that mic in and make heaven get live. Turn a goopy to an angel when she 8, 7, 6, 5. 4 and 3 and 2 and 1. And when I'm on the mic, all your homegirls come down with AMG slug and you're not. And I got more rhymes than rappers who got shot.
There it is. There we are. Only rocking the freshest firmware. The hottest betas. On this iPad. No fucking around.
I got a stack of blue faces, but my AR black. I got two bitches in my whip and they gon' hold my strap. I put the knife on the coca leaf and turn that crack. I put the 9 to your coconut and pour that back. I see that motherfucker shining, snatch your whole damn throat. I got a strike in every pocket of my old ass coat. I used to fly around your city, nigga, no ID. I get a half and I'ma flip it, gotta go OT. I think somebody getting bodied on a weekday. Hey, get out the way. I'm in my new clothes. Now drop it for me for a bankroll, bitch. Bro, looking like a motherfucking dope dealer, nigga. What a hoes, what a blow, I'm just a dope dealer, nigga. Paper in a paper bag, I'm a dope dealer, nigga. Laughing bitch the biggest ass, I'm a dope dealer, nigga. Fuck your homies and the police, I'm a dope dealer, nigga. Double dollars in my rollie, I'm a dope dealer, nigga. Got the plug on the dodie, I'm a dope dealer, nigga. Better bucket a tsunami, I'm a dope dealer, nigga.
Cali niggas is Spanish and we have it. Greedy, we got FD-57s and we savages. Beastie, my little niggas be amping, they some peas. Hustlers, some of them sell candy, some sell trees. Customers, me personally, I'm a rapper and I'm spectacular. Remarkable, got away with my words, my lingo in vernacular. Marketable, I beat a bitch down, I promise you I ain't playing. Beat his ass, starve his ass out, throw him up in the garbage can. The trash, part of the drop, you might find me slapping bones. Dominoes, in a sink of the soil in the middle of a war zone. Eating dominoes, with a gumbo pot boy on the dash for sprayed our homes. Dominoes, heavy surveillance, helicopters and drones.
I think somebody getting bodied on a weekday. Hey, get out the way. I'm in my new clothes. Now drop it for me for a bankroll, bitch.
Bro, looking like a motherfucking dope dealer, nigga. What a hoes, what a blow, I'm just a dope dealer, nigga. Paper in the paper bag, I'm a dope dealer, nigga. Laughing bitch the biggest ass, I'm a dope dealer, nigga. Fuck your homies and the police, I'm a dope dealer, nigga. Double diamonds in my rollie, I'm a dope dealer, nigga. Got the plug on the dodie, I'm a dope dealer, nigga. Better bucket a tsunami, I'm a dope dealer, nigga.
I got the egg whites and the rocksteels for the low. I got them high wheels, got a push start and it go. I got them 16 to the act right in the seal. We on the front line with a crunch time and you chill. You know us little niggas love gold chains and them whips. Make me rearrange your whole thing for my hip. I keep this motherfucker jumping, bitch, you know why I came. Big told me that should not kill when I jump in the flame. I'm Google for the cocoa leaves and I turn it to dope. The money never grown trees, but I'm watching it grow. We talking goals, hang holes, told them that I keep. I get the swinging on this chopper, nigga, R.I.P.
Fuck with us, man. I'm talking about it's better living with my eyes, man.
Yeah,
man. We gon' break your bitch, man. We gon' send her back to you, bro, man. You
funky cock, bitch. White stone, panties gone. Boom, two phones, many on. Boom, bank rolls, hella hoes. Boom, big dope, blow your nose. Boom, white stone, panties gone. Boom, two phones, many on. Boom, bank rolls, hella hoes.
Jumping. Easy, after so. lot. Sip your lip like a padlock. Yeah. And leave me in the back with the jack, the jukebox. I don't care where you live at. Just turn around, boy. Let me hit that. Don't be a little bitch with your chit chat. Just show me where you think you're at.
Hey! So bossy, bitch, get off me. It's a different jingle when you hear these car keys. Your SL's missing an S, nigga. Your plane's missing a chef. The common theme, see they both got wings. If you fly, do it to death. It's only one God and it's only one crown. So it's only one king that can stand on this mound. King push, kingpin, overlord. Coast guard, come a hundred, going overboard. I got money with the best of them. Go blow for blow with any Mexican. Don't let your side bitches settle in. Might have to head, but you ever lean. Ballers, I put numbers on the boards. Hard to get a handle on this double-edged sword. Whether rapping or I'm rapping to a whore, might reach back and relapse the wrapping up his raw. Givenchy fitting like his gym clothes. We really gym stars. I'm like D-Rose, no D-League. I'm like these clothes. 88 Jordan leaping from the free throw. Ballers, I put numbers on the boards. Ballers, I put numbers on the boards.
Motherfuckers can't rhyme no more, bout crime no more.
Mix drug and show money, Biggs Burke on tour. 25 bricks, move work like Shore. Hit Delaware twice, needed 25 more. I see flaw, cracks in your diamond. CB4, when you rhyme, Simple Simon. Come and meet the pieman, a must that I flaunted. The legend grows legs when it comes back to haunt us. Ballers, I put numbers on the boards. Can't a bitch living say I bought a Michael Kors. Every car driven was decided by the horse. Keep the sticker in the window case you wonder what it costs. How could you relate when you ain't never been great? And rely on rap money to keep food upon your plates, nigga. I might sell a brick on my birthday. 36 years of doing dirt like it's Earth Day. God. Ballers, I put numbers on the boards.
Y'all feel like that?
Mob shit, bitch. I know you now. But you're ganged up. I'm in the SC4 double up. Sitting real.
Not right now.
I felt like shouting hurrah.
Jake Steed.
And, I mean, I just...
Look at me when you talk to me, you know?
I feel really bad.
What happened?
Did a porno for Jake Steed, and now I am sprung. And man, I really hate it. He won't return my phone calls now.
This is a profound, this is like an astoundingly awful song.
Bitch, shut your mouth, clean my house, but reveal all the pimp in me. Grab that dictionary book. You don't see my picture besides sympathy. It's true, you park motherfucker. Grab that.
just blaze. Yeah.
Don't forget the killer, killer.
Yeah.
Don't forget the cat.
Get out of my room.
Nigga, one, y'all.
One, two. New death cassette idea.
Watch me.
Blowing throw running through pounds.
rounds of weed.
Watch me
at the ball, playing rounds on me.
Watch me turn something out of nothing, turn platinum from gold. Watch me like the Cohiba of the Viking stole. I take an empty bank account, fill it with O's. I take an empty building, then I fill it with hoes. Watch me cop that coupe, shine for the ladies, have them saying, damn, I never seen a watch that blue. And why they still mesmerize, I pop that coupe. Shit, law enforcement couldn't stop that dude. Guess who? Fresh off of volume 2. Back at you. Keep the numbers, my album do. They call me Champagne Hova. Wake up with a hangover. When y'all think the game's over, do the same thing over. Still with the same soldiers. Still getting brain in his plane. Ain't a thing gon' change over. Hop out the truck. Hand on my cocky nuts. Who got the bank? I'm stopping it up.
Watch me. Place yourself in the shoes of true felons. So tell me you won't fall every chance you
watch
get.
Me.
At any chance you hit, we live for the moment. Make sense, don't it? I make dollars.
Watch me.
You see me around some cheese.
Watch me.
Hanging with hustlers around them jeans.
Watch me.
Blowing pro, running through pounds of weed.
Watch me.
At the bar, bitch, rounds on me.
Yo, the watch too rocky, need shades. Continental sitting on blades. Spinning like waves. Gun too rocky, behave. Big shot. Plus, I'm feeling like Rocky these days. Ice don't melt at the
spot. All right.
Heat wave. Nights won't help you see Jay to be day.
I don't know why shit is so fucked through here and why it has been this way lately, but it does give me ample time to reflect on things. Star Wars Battlefront, Need for Speed, Madden, FIFA, and NBA Live, playable at EA's pre-E3 events. I wonder what they'll do with Need for Speed this time out.
Yeah. shit. Like a switch of pants, cause I'm a mad bitch. These niggas I be in. I make yellow face, fat club at 9 p.m. I'm playing with yourself. Let me do it for you. Messing
God, that last one.
Let me make it for you. Calling for your money. Let me make it for
weird
you.
Weird thing.
The stack can't more beans to go. I'm the only nigga wide enough to get this party started. Quick calling rappers, genius, but half the rappers retarded. Rappers sound like garbage, but I'm the wrong crazy bike. Until I put a hit out on them niggas like.
Like, I wonder, like, what does a team of people who, like, what, like, if you like cars, or I guess if you like street racing, right, like, what are the core things of Need for Speed? Like, if you ever sit down and be like, all right, we're going to make a new Need for Speed game, what are the things we need to make sure we address? Like, I guess it's like street racing, right? I guess it doesn't have to be, but that's... It's kind of what it always has been. Like, car customization, street racing, it's like maybe an element of crime, because street racing is still illegal. Or you go the motorsports route with it, and then it's like, there are a bunch of cones everywhere. I don't know. Like, yeah, Fast and the Furious, but then, like, that's not really cars anymore. So are you making a heist game? Is that Need for Speed now? Could be. I just feel like the you know, underground street racing thing has been done to death so much, and that last game, you know, like that last game, they pursued the shit out of that stuff, and I think it kind of came up, I think they came up with nothing at the end of that, you know? Like, the game itself was short, but then, like, the story and atmosphere and all the other stuff kind of sucked, too, so sucked is probably a strong word, but... They go full Tokyo Drift. I mean, they've done all that too. They, you know, Need for Speed has had the highway battle, like the mountainside, the, what is it, Togeki, is that what it's called? I forget what that style of downhill drift race is, but they've done that too. You know? Or yeah, I mean, like, could they get away with, like, dropping all the attitude and all the story and just, like, going full burnout and just, like, doing a fucking Blue Sky Daytona-era racer open, you know, like, still probably go open world because I think that's just probably a more welcome style of game. But maybe if they did that, but then, like, that's kind of Forza Horizon. I just don't know. I guess you could just drop all the stuff, all the story stuff, and just go with something that is a little more neutral and a little more, like, just kind of friendly and fun. But, like, I don't know if that makes sense either. What is underground street racing in 2017, and how many people actually care about it? I don't know. Sideshows? Is it fucking people doing donuts on the fucking Bay Bridge at 2 in the morning? There have been a lot of stories lately around San Francisco about fucking packs of crazy people on dirt bikes just fucking doing wheelies through the streets and shit. So that's, I mean, I don't know, I guess that's happening. I don't know, maybe you build around a character or something. Maybe you just go like, all right, we're gonna fucking have a kid, a 16-year-old kid gets his first beat-up car. He lives somewhere in the Midwest, he's taking auto shop and fucking finding ways to build up his car, and then, okay, that's where we start. How do we end up with him being in an extremely fancy car that we can get money for putting on the cover of our game? Would be cool is if they actually, you know, like okay, yeah, so like a near future thing, but what if they actually worked with car companies and actual car designers to say, like, okay, well, we want to make cars in our game that are branded BMW and all this other stuff, and we want to go, like, past your current crop of concept cars. Like, maybe some of those concept cars are in here, you know, as they exist today or don't exist today, but, like, okay, what do we do? Like, what do you think your cars will look like in 20 years? The thing is, though, is that, you know, if you like, get realistic about, like, you know, you could have designers, like, dream up how that would go, and that can definitely work, but, like, if you start to look at the reality of what will cars look like in 20 years, like, you know, they might just be a bunch of auto-driven boxes that people commute in and don't actually own Maybe that's the story you tell, though, is you fucking say, in a world where everyone drives a fucking rectangular cube that automatically takes them from place to place while they stare at their fucking phone, I've got a fucking Camaro, let's fucking go, and it's super illegal for me to drive this fucking muscle car on the streets of fucking San Angeles. So what the fuck does that look like? Thing is, I think that I bet if like for as like plausible or as cool as that could come out, like if you kind of played around with like what is the future of cars, I just wonder. I just don't know. I feel like they would be too scared to walk away from all of the licensing stuff that has creeped into every facet of like a Need for Speed game, like an energy drink sponsorship, a fucking, you know, like, hey, we've, you know, we're hooning and we're doing it with this real life driver. And we're doing, you know, like all the fucking hooks for reality and authenticity and all this other stuff that they tried to cram into the last one. Like, there's money in that, and there's probably, like, co-marketing in that, and there's demographic, like, connections in that that, like, the data would suggest that it's probably smart for them to continue doing it. I would say that's a damn good reason for them to stop doing it. Because, like, what the fuck, you know, because the last game they did not hit. I can't imagine it sold all that well. It probably did fine, but... you know, it wasn't some fucking commercial smash hit or whatever. Like, if you're gonna keep making driving games, at some point you think, like, oh, well, let's carve out the new fucking... what is the new way, you know? Or can we get out ahead of fucking the changes that are coming and make a game that anticipates some of that stuff? I don't know. Now I'm obsessed with my idea of fucking post-futuristic, like, fucking post-concept cars. Intermingled with auto-driving cars and what that means. Post-apocalypse? Yeah, I mean, yeah, that might actually be cool. Post-apocalyptic racing game, where you're, like, it's all licensed parts... but some shit went down, so you're plucking them out of fucking trash can, you know, like rubble, and finding broken down cars and, you know, salvaging them and making monstrosities of... but the minute you do a post-apocalyptic racing game, like, the assumption there is that suddenly all your cars will have weapons on them, and... But yeah, then you're dealing with all the license holders and all the car manufacturers, and then suddenly that stuff is impossible to do. I'm still amazed that licensed cars get to have damage on them. That we've advanced to that point. Motorstorm. I never liked Motorstorm. It never felt good to me. Always looked really nice, but I just never liked any of the driving in that stuff. It just never felt good to me. in a lot of ways, the crew is kind of like Need for Speed, except it's not really racing. Yeah, yes. I mean, the crew is its own weird thing. But, man, the crew I found to be... The crew made me sad. It was disappointing in ways that I, like, wish it was better. There were, like, elements of that game where you're like, oh, okay, like, I'm going to unlock parts and kind of... You're going to have numbers on these parts and... Gonna unlock these random, you know, you're kind of like, you've got a loop system for cars, like that's clever. Yeah, car damage used to be a much bigger deal than it is now, and yes, flipping cars, especially Jeeps. Jeep was very adamant about, like, oh, no, stick our fucking cars to the road forever. Do not allow them to roll. Our whole image is based on that not happening.
The word maraud means to loot. In this case, we maraud for years.
But I feel like, you know, and whatever, maybe it doesn't matter because, like, it's only available on one platform, but Forza Horizon does the open world stuff really well these days with real cars, and like, they split that difference pretty well, I think, in making an accessible game that treats the cars well and all that stuff. Like, I thought that maybe the last game was a little repetitive in the number... In terms of, like, how frequently they wanted you, or how many different times they wanted you to race the same routes, but, and I think their boss fight concept is really weak now. They're like, race a train! To experience this rubber bandy, like, super fucking anticlimactic racing extravaganza that was better at fooling you two games ago. But whatever, they I mean, you know, that's part of their identity. I get why they do stuff like that. I wish that stuff was better. But, like, I feel like they've kind of locked that shit down to a certain extent. Like, they've done really well with it, and they've been consistent, and Need for Speed is not. The catches that need, you know, Forza obviously is not on PlayStation or just PlayStation, I guess. So, you know, there you get your opening for Need for Speed, because Gran Turismo is obviously something very different. I wonder what, you know, how GT Sport will end up going. It seems like this kind of almost multiplayer-focused thing. I don't get the impression that people are excited for it or that it looks particularly great. Yeah, I don't know. That seems like that would be a fun problem to solve. Like, if you had a budget and a lot of people and some time, and time is probably maybe the most important part, to really sit down and go, like, okay, what, you know, and if you had the freedom also, of course, to really sit down and go, like, okay, what is actually next for the Need for Speed franchise? Or, you know, this style of racing game. Like, what do we want to do with how things have gone? Like, if you had the actual freedom to do what you want to do, I would make that near future game. I would do that. I would go to all the car manufacturers and say, hey, we want, like, some of your key cars from 60s, 70s, and we want some of your key cars from right now, but what we really want is for you to design or sign off on designs that don't exist. And let us put your badges and you know, like, let's make a fucking 2027 Chevy Nova, for example. What's a 2033 Impala look like? What's BMW going to make 20 years from now, 10 years from now? You know, I think that'd be really neat. I'm here, I gotta go. Everybody have a good day. And I'll see you later.